1 week from today, we'll all begin back into a regular routine with the return of school. Yes, a little depressing for some, others a little nervous about going for that first day, wondering who's going to be in the classroom, who's the teacher going to be, but lots of back-to-school shopping and planning this week here, even though it's also vacation weather right now, as you heard. Temperatures in the 30s for the rest of this week and likely into most of the long weekend here, too, but it's one of those weird times, right? There's hockey being played right now as you're having to find all the hockey equipment and hockey camp, training camps, getting those summer legs back into action, ready for hockey evaluation. Yes, if you haven't already registered your kids for Hockey Regina, registration deadline is tomorrow. But some camps over at the Cooperator Center on right now, and it's kind of top of mind if you have kids who play hockey. And Donna Uren is from Extreme Hockey and Sport and joins me now with the very latest trends. Welcome back, Donnie.
Hey, Greg, thanks for having me on, buddy.
Loads of parents the last few weeks have been pushing their kids, get downstairs, drag up the hockey equipment. Does it all still fit? Hockey camps are underway and evaluations are coming up pretty close, too. Is that the kind of parent and kids that are walking through your door right now?
It's that time of year, buddy, again. So, yes, we have those conversations and parents flying in, getting last-minute stuff or having to refit the whole bag because the kid grew a little bit over the summer.
So what are some of those new trends? And let's go with hockey, since that's what seems to be on top of mind for a lot of parents right now. Is it skate sticks or equipment or all of the above? What's hot?
The skates and equipment, again. Bauer and CCM have done a great job with their stick line, the Trigger 10s, and now the new Flylight line from Bauer's out, and that might be the hottest line they've released in the last 10 years again. The Flylight skates and the Flylight sticks are just performing well. They look great. Yes, they've done a great job with this new launch, and the kids absolutely love them.
So Bauer Flylight skate, is that so cool?
They reduce the grams in the weight of the skates, so they're a little bit lighter. Again, they're still the composite material, so they're nice and durable, but also flexible for skating. But the biggest thing was just the pattern. They look great. The kids love them when they come in. Just the technology that they haven't changed much from the previous Hyperlight, but some color schemes, some different things from the tuck, and it's just been, kids just love the look of them right on the shelf. The new design of these new Flylight skates have just been flying off the shelves.
Has pricing gone up on equipment and sticks because of tariffs this year?
We've seen a little bit of an increase on sticks, protective, and skates mainly are the three categories we've seen an increase because tariffs, yes, unfortunately, the lovely tariffs have made this a little bit more of a challenge than we thought it would be, but not much of an increase. The vendors have done a great job to kind of balance that out, but we have seen a little bit of an increase in skates and sticks.
I assume that the longer this tariff war continues, there will be more increases. How do you see this unfolding in the coming months?
So we're able to hold a certain price point for now. As tariff conversations and stuff changes over there, we kind of get on calls with the vendors and get kind of the direction of where this is going to go, and they give us as much notice as they can. Usually we're seeing about a 30-day trend where we're going to be like, okay, this might affect a price point or two or add additional charges, some shipping and stuff, but we get some notice and just kind of balancing it from there. We're doing the best we can for right now for what we have in stock that's been launched. We're not going to see any kind of changes in the near future is what we've been told, so that makes us optimistic and happy.
Donnie Rem, I guess, from Extreme Hockey and Sport. In the end, do you think the earlier shop, probably the better the pricing is?
100%. I would say, like, I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball to see the future, but with the way the trend's been going, I would say get your equipment as early as you can. Like our market, we wait to closer to evaluations. Kids are still growing, coming back from summer holidays, but get in here as soon as you can. And I would get your skates and stuff. The main necessities, the bigger purchase that you need done before. You could never foresee the future of what's going to happen with these tariffs.
Donnie, does Extreme source Canadian products a lot, or is that difficult in your world?
We source some Canadian products. When it comes to the bigger brands and the more popular brands, it's just out of our hands. Those are sourced from not in Canada.
Okay, and I'm sure you're about to tell me the great news is this year hockey sticks have gone way down in price.
I wish I could be the one to deliver that news, but unfortunately, that's not the case. As you can see, same thing as we just talked about. Some of the sticks increased year to year. That's just what happens in our market. But yes, sticks are still performing well. They're built for performance, not durability this year. I have this conversation with parents on a regular.
Down to your end from Extreme Hockey and Sport is my guest. Let's talk a little baseball. Have the Blue Jays driven more baseball fans to your store?
Blue Jays definitely get some talk with our baseball, our department, which is great. We have a lot of the side merch that comes in. So the fan apparel that they can wear and stuff, we've been getting a lot of traction with that. Yes, the Blue Jays, just when they're doing well, baseball is doing well for us in Canada for sure.
Donnie, nice catch up. I appreciate your time.
Greg, always look forward to our catch ups, buddy. And thank you so much. Looking forward to a great season.
Who gives a damn if all the jobs are gone? I'm gonna be a pirate on the River Saskatchewan.
and it's a heave-ho, hi,
ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains, and it's a ho, hey, hi.
Well, we're closing in on the 60th anniversary of the Labor Day Classic, and over the years, that song there has been part of the stretch in between plays at times. And joining me now, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom.
So for some reason in high school in Manitoba, we went over that song. For some reason, they played it in our classroom. They had the lyrics and everything like that. I thought it was a very Saskatchewan song. And here we are in Manitoba learning about it. So I'll tell you, even though we are on the other side of the border, you still have a lot of Rider fans. And maybe it's because of stuff like that.
It could very well be. Boy, yesterday they put up the flag outside of City Hall. Mayor Chad Bushinsky and Craig Reynolds from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and Gainer. You can see it on our Facebook page, some of the photos there. This whole city goes nuts over the Labor Day Classic, and this is going to be no exception. We want everyone to be wearing green by the end of the week here.
Yeah, it does very well for the city. And we've talked about this for years, where it seems to be the game of the year every season. You have, in this case, 34,000 people? They sold all the seats. They decided they were going to sell the standing room. So this looks like it'll be, the biggest crowd at New Mosaic Stadium. But when you think of all the spinoffs as well, because a lot of Bomber fans come over and they stay in the hotels, they go to the restaurants and bars and the pubs and things like that. They spend money.
It's Christmas for a lot of restaurant owners and hotel operators on the Labor Day Classic.
It gets people excited, right? Yeah. Pumping it up and everything like that. Like, good on the league and good on people for being excited about this game, because it usually is an exciting game.
All right. Speaking of excitement.
Warning. This is an official PS alert. You are hearing the very first pumpkin spice reference of the year.
Repeat, this is the first pumpkin spice reference.
More are sure to follow.
You may now continue with your summer activities.
PS alert.
Yes, pumpkin spice lattes. That's quite the elaborate intro to it, but available now. We were in Cypress Hills on the weekend camping there, and coming back in Maple Creek at the Tim's there, they even had posters probably trying to beat Starbucks. The fall menu.
Oh, yeah.
Pumpkin spice lattes.
People love it.
What an industry. It's too soon, isn't it? On one of the hottest weeks of summer, a drink that should come out in the fall is being anointed as the must-have today. It's ridiculous.
When you think about it, you think about sipping it with your big fall sweater on. Right now you're ditching the sweater, certainly this week. But, I mean, this is just kind of the way things go now, right? Christmas stuff seems to come out earlier and earlier. Christmas music, we have that debate every year. They want to push everything up.
Well, you're right. And for weeks now, I'd say a good 3 weeks, Halloween candy has been in stores. Like, I've seen it the last three times at the grocery store. Every week, go for groceries, it's been there.
Have you bought any yet?
No. I've wanted to, but I have resisted the urge here. Hey, look, this heat is on, by the looks of it, right into the coming long weekend at this point.
Yeah, look at that. Summer for the last week, really, of summer for at least school kids who have to go back to class next week. But 5 days into the 30s, getting 30, 31 over the next few days. And you look at the forecast, and it's been a while since I've seen this. And we'll see if it holds, Greg. But it's nothing but sun for the next 7 days, in fact. I don't see very many clouds. No chance of rain, at least for now. But I'm sure that'll change within a day or two.
Yeah, I'm certain it will, too. And back to school a week from today. And if you have kids, the arguments of, okay, what are you going to wear on the first day of class? No, we can't afford those shoes, but you can have this backpack, not that backpack. It's just a delight if you have children right now trying to get them through the back-to-school shopping.
Well, no doubt. I mean, you're spending, you know, probably hundreds of dollars on all of that, whether it's school supplies or, new
shoes, Kevin, you know what
pants.
A big trend is now for high school students? Has been for a number of years, but it's just growing.
Wearing sweatpants to school?
No. The young men want to smell good, and they're not just going for the $40, $50 special. They want hundreds of dollars worth of the high-end cologne. Were you like that going to school as a youngster? Did you want to smell good, put on some smell good?
Yes. The answer to that was yes, but hundreds of dollars, it was probably a lot cheaper.
We weren't allowed that much. They were a lot cheaper in our day.
I didn't make that much at the co-op.
Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. It's 6:58. Well, I know a week from today, the students will head back to school and you start to settle into that regular routine, and all the extracurricular activities seem to roll at us a little faster. But it's already happening right now. I mentioned earlier in the show how, well, hockey is back. The Caps are on right now over the Cooperator Center to get the legs back in time for tryouts coming up. Hockey Regina registration is due tomorrow by the end of day. Your final day to register your kids in Hockey Regina is tomorrow. And something that I thought, what? This is happening earlier? Is high school football. And it indeed is being played this weekend, as a matter of fact. High school athletic director is Dwayne Allen joins me for... We're not even in high school, Dwayne. What's going on? They've been practicing in high school football already for how long now?
Yeah, well, they started on Thursday. I believe it's the 21st. So that's a start back for Saskatchewan High School Athletics football date. And then we're going to do opening day football. All 11 teams are going to play Friday, starting at noon at Libel Field. So we have a triple header at Libel Field at 12, 2:15, and 4:30. And then we're doing a triple header at Mosaic Stadium starting at 3:30 and 5:40 and 8 p.m.
So what was the idea on this one, Dwayne, to try this out and get them going playing so early, just to get a little more football in their veins?
The biggest thing was to play seven games. A lot of teams are playing six games and byes and all those other things. So what we really looked at is how are we going to get seven games in? And usually what happens in the first week, a lot of teams are playing exhibition games anyways. So we kind of took a little bit of the exhibition out of it. Like the 5A teams, when they play, their games will still be an exhibition game, where they won't count to the standings, but it'll be a game played. And then 6A division will count towards the standings. So that was the biggest thing. This is probably the first time that all 11 teams are playing on one day in a long, long time.
That'll be fun. All right, Dwayne, you got to explain to me or remind me, please, how did we end off last year and who are the big teams to be watching this year?
Well, in 6A football, Campbell won it last year. But, you know, a lot of people have said there's basically five teams in that division that any one of them can win it. It's going to be very, very close, which is there's a lot of parity in our league right now. So we're pretty excited about that. And then in the 5A, you have that kind of that Johnson, Tom been battling it out in the city final the last couple of years. So those will probably be the front runners in that division.
Awesome. Dwayne Ell is here. He's high school athletic director. Now we get back to school officially next week. So for those entering, high school for the first time, what can they expect? How is the sports season lined up? What happens?
Well, the sports season's busy. So the kids will get back September 2nd. So they'll have to pay attention to announcements because five of our 11 sports have something going on right at the beginning of the year. So September 2nd, kids will have to listen for cross country. That's starting up on that day also. Soccer starting up on that day. Volleyball starting up on that day. And a new one this year is we're doing provincial golf qualifier. So five of our 11 sports are going. There's a lot of activities to go and get involved in. It's always best to get out and give it a try and see where you fit in.
Well, that's awesome. A great update, Dwayne. I appreciate it and look forward to the new season and touching base with the off and on to see how everyone's doing, all right?
Thank you for having us.
You bet. High school athletic director Dwayne L. there. Hey, remember, coming up on the Labor Day long weekend here, we know what a big deal the Labor Day Classic is itself, but we're helping the city of Regina, along with Mayor Chad Bushinsky, who will be helping us really get the message out that this Friday is Green Day. They raise the flag in front of City Hall. Rough Rider President CEO Craig Reynolds is there. He was pumped as the flag was hiked up on the old flagpole.
This is the one game where you're going to get some fans from east of us as well, but you know Rider Nation is going to show up from all across Canada, really, and certainly from all four corners of this province. Sold out crowd with some standing room as well, so it's going to be the biggest crowd we've ever had for a Rider game at Mosaic Stadium this Sunday, and we can't wait.
Now look, we want you to wear your green, whether you decorate your office, your home, maybe you've got a vehicle that is all outlandish with Rider logos. I've seen a few of those around over the years. Brag a little. We'd love to share your photos too, so you can shoot us a text, a video, a picture, 1-877-300-7275. This Friday, we want to paint the whole town green. And if you're on the farm, in the field this morning, and you're on a break, having that lunch break or dinner break later on, and you got a tractor there that salutes the riders, I'd love to see those photos too. Whatever you've done, to show your rider pride over the years. Maybe you got an old pick and you think, this is how I used to go to the game, or this is how I'm going this weekend. Let us see, 1-877-300-7275, so we can spread the word on our social media as well, too. 1-877-300-7275. Well, I had an extra long weekend. I took yesterday off. My family, we were all at Cypress Hills, had a blast there, and on the drive there and back, you could not help but notice how busy the fields were. The harvest is underway in Saskatchewan. Big green tractor there from Jason Aldean. Joining me now, Evan Bray. I bet you've seen a few rider green tractors in your lifetime.
For sure.
In the prairies.
For sure. I always am marveling at the number of rider flags that you might see flying on the top of a combine. There's lots of rider pride in rural Saskatchewan, for sure. So it's that time of year, Greg, for sure.
How many rider jerseys do you own?
You know, I don't have that many. I think I have three.
And you collect,
two
obviously.
That fit. My original rider jersey I bought, I think it's just hanging in the closet now.
That's resting in the archives. Do you have any rider jerseys, because you're such a hockey collector of autographs and famous people stuff? What do you have anything in the riders, or were you a collector?
I mean, I've got Glenn Suter's jersey. I know he's a friend of yours. I've got his jersey, and I've got a Kent Austin jersey that I had him sign. So those two probably are the two that I have. I would have loved to have had a signed Lancaster jersey. I have a couple of George Reed photos signed, but I don't have a jersey of his. But yeah, I like that stuff.
You have a really lengthy collection. Yeah, we're trying to paint the whole town green here in time for Friday, going into this Labor Day weekend. But hey, speaking of farming, how about your brother there? Is he in the field yet?
We're not yet. We're close. It could actually get going this weekend. So we're kind of playing that by ear, whether it's going. It's, you know, so much of the province is either just started or literally will be starting in the next week or so here. So this warm weather this week, this hot weather, will do a lot.
And you usually sit in the truck, the grain truck there. Now,
I don't know if I like the word the way you word that.
You do.
Sit.
Yeah. Yeah. And will you be taking time off, or do you do that in between your shows?
Well, I'll do it on weekends for sure. I think I've got a couple of days later in September that I'll take to go home. But so much, it's tough to pre-plan this stuff, right? Because it depends, number one, when the field is ready to be harvested. Number two, if the weather's going to cooperate. So you can't just pre-book it. So I might slide out like a lot of days Friday after the show out to the farm, spend the weekend there, and then back in for Monday.
Okay, then Evan Bray coming up at 8:30 with a big show. Let's get to that, what we might expect here. I know our Prime Minister Carney is on an international trip right now. He's trying to cut some deals so that we can diversify a little more. What are you going to be attacking here on this show?
Well, we're going to talk about the fact it was just, in fact, while you were headed on your weekend off, Mark Carney made the announcement that we would be pulling off the reciprocal tariffs, or the retaliatory tariffs, which a lot of people say is a good move. I've got a couple of guests that are going to join me. Murad Al-Khatib, who many people know well from great Saskatchewan business leader, CEO of AGT Foods. So he's joining me off the start of the show. Ian Lee is also going to join me, who we've had on the program before, Carleton University business professor. Both of them talking about the impact that the retaliatory tariffs have had on Canada's economy, the impact that the move to remove them will have. And we're, as always, Greg, opening up the phone lines, because I'm curious to hear, do people feel that Canada's putting its elbows down? Or do people feel confident that, okay, we're a little bit further down the negotiation trail, and maybe we're that much closer to getting a deal? So that'll be a big part of the conversation.
On a side note of tariffs, I have actually begun to notice at the grocery store a lot more that some items are more expensive because of packaging. And you know, whether it be, pop is one, you know, cans are costing more. And coffee to a great degree, too. But you probably have someone who does all your grocery shopping for you, so you don't relate. But
no, I
have noticed,
Greg.
It. I don't think I've ever bumped into you at a grocery store in my life.
Well, you're just shopping at a different store, perhaps.
All right. Evan Bray Show is back here at 8:30. It's 7:27.